It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Red Sox start the season with a win, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, coming up in about 15 minutes or so. And among the things that we will go over is what Mike Vrabel said about Stefon Diggs, and I think it seems like he will say hello to you here in New England today during a press conference at 2:15 down at Gillette Stadium, and I would assume that we may have what's game time today, Curtis? Can we have that live here today?
Oh, game time's tonight, 8 o'clock okay. Central.
Right.
Or 8 o'clock here, 7 o'clock
okay.
Central.
All right. So they said it coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But we have leads that remain this morning, including one from Courtney.
Good morning, everybody. I'm with Curtis. Yesterday was great. And before I do my lead, I do want to say this is not a negative lead. I understand the Red Sox won yesterday. It's just a warning. I already said it this morning, but watching Rafael Devers out there yesterday, to me, seems like something may be going on internally. Now, Wiggy brought up at the beginning of the show, Will Middlebrook said to us yesterday that it takes a bit for hitters to get into the groove of things. If you go back to Devers and his season opener last year, he homered and doubled in the season opener against Seattle. I just think that there's been so much talk surrounding him, third base, DH. And while, yes, it seems like Alex Cora massaged him into being okay with the DH position, I do think that ego-wise, it may have taken a blow. And so just something to look out for when you compare how he started the season last year to how he started the season this year, how he's starting the season this year, worries me a bit. I hope he figures it out. I'm a Rafael Devers fan. I want him to be good.
Yeah.
But that's something that I would keep an eye out if I'm a Red Sox fan.
Well, the man is being paid $30 million. So yes. Could he get over it?
I would.
I certainly would. For the good of the team, could he get over it?
But if you feel disconnected, that takes some getting used to.
Yes, Wiggy, you agree.
I'm on the same page with Courtney. Like, this is something that we're going to continually watch. If this is something that, you know, persists in, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, you got to start asking the question. And the only reason why is because we finally got some great insight from Will Middlebrooks, who said when you DH, at times you feel disengaged from the game. And so,
and from the team.
And from the team. So maybe, you know, that's why he fought so hard to want to be on the field.
So, very true. Great points, Courtney. This could be an issue, and I don't think it's a negative lead at all. I think it's an honest one. If playing the field helped him get engaged and hit, why did he refuse to play all spring training? Why did he not play a single game while playing third base at spring training?
Well, because he was hurt. That's what they were saying. He wasn't
his
fully healthy.
His feelings were hurt.
They didn't specify.
He could have gone to Mexico. It's a beautiful country.
He probably knew it was a dog and pony show.
But if it helps him hit, why wouldn't he do it?
No,
what
because
do you mean, dog and pony show.
Him playing the field in spring training is like he knows that Bregman is the guy that they're going to play there.
But I'm not
so
talking
me
about
doing
that.
It.
If it makes him a better hitter, doesn't it help his argument if he hits better when he's playing?
No,
the field?
But Courtney's. But if we're talking about the regular, you're talking about the
regular season. And I'm already seeing people on Twitch. He barely got any swings in spring training. I don't know. We were there and he was very active. Huh? You know, I'm sorry you didn't see him much in actual games, but he was out there.
So. It's something to keep. I do agree with something to keep your eye on. I'm not concerned.
That was the only negative takeaway I took from yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I do think it's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Courtney, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead is this, and I heard Chime say this earlier, and I had been thinking about it. The Patriots should move up to number two to secure the fact that they could take Abdul Carter, because what Abdul Carter means, you already have your quarterback, you already have your franchise quarterback, you have your franchise cornerback in Christian Gonzalez, and now the potential to add your franchise edge rusher, elite pass rusher to this team could really take this Patriots team to the next level when you're talking about the building blocks of what this Patriots team would look like in the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. And if you're New England, he's the one guy that I don't know what Travis Hunter is. I think it's a roll of the dice. But I do believe with a guy like Abdul Carter, because he's played that position, you know the position he's going to play. He has that Micah Parsons type of body measurables that potentially could be the guy he could eventually turn into. It would behoove you to make that move.
What does it cost you to move up?
Sean, what would it cost you to move up two slots?
My guess is a third-round pick, that Matt Judon pick you got from the Falcons.
All right, I would give that Matt Judon pick to secure the bag in the sense that I know that if he pans out, I am going to have the cornerstone of your football team positionally wrapped up three out of the four positions, because I think the elite wide receiver is the other position, but there's nobody at that level.
But what if you're Mike Vrabel and you are so sold on the kind of athlete that Travis Hunter is and that he is going to be your wide receiver of the future? Then you're going to be stuck. You know, you're not going to get him. You have the Diggs deal. The Patriots have an out on the Diggs deal I saw yesterday after one season. Is that... Is that bothersome to anybody, or you feel like that's good for the New England?
That's kind of what we expected when Wiggy was like, it's a 2-year, $26 million deal. It's more like a 1-year, $26 million deal with like 2 years of options.
It removes anybody from saying that he could hurt the organization, because they literally can leave after one season.
Yep. It protects them every way possible. I see, if those two guys were sitting there, Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, the best player would be Abdul Carter. So,
even with the foot.
Yeah, I mean, even with the foot injury, I mean, they're not saying that the foot injury is going to be something that affects him, you know, moving forward. It's just saying that it's an injury he dealt with, he got it taken care of. But when you look at those two players, if they're both on the board, and no, I know they won't, but I'm just saying, hypothetically, Abdul Carter is the better of those two players.
But why would this organization not use a third-round pick to bring in a known commodity because we think they're stockpiling them and then trade it just to go up two spots for someone we don't know about?
Fair point.
That is a good point.
They definitely should have traded for DK Metcalf and used that third.
I don't know what this team is doing when it comes to trading guys, trading picks for known commodities. I have no idea what Vrabel's doing. I know that already added a veteran in Steph Diggs that is, you know, not going to be available at the beginning of the season.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
We spoke yesterday a bit about LeBron James and his Pat McAfee interview, in which he complained about the way the NBA is covered, bemoaning the fact that he believes that the coverage has gotten away from the essence of the sport of basketball. And so, before I share my thoughts on those comments from the King, I thought I would share what Perk said about what LeBron James said about the coverage of basketball.
LeBron James needs to stop. He needs to stop. I'm so sick of him with this, oh, how the league is covered, because he wanted to be covered a certain way that he wants it to be covered. The problem that I have is, one, everything that comes out of LeBron James' mouth ain't the damn gospel. Number two, we're in 2025. It's a different era. Damn it, you have to adjust. The coverage of the NBA, in my opinion, has been the same since I've arrived in the NBA, since I grew up as a youngster watching the NBA. Magic Johnson, was he not criticized? Kobe Bryant, was he not criticized? Michael Jordan, was he not criticized? In today's game, these players are so sensitive.
I could not agree more with Perk. You are LeBron James. Everybody has you top three all time, I think, in the NBA.
Perk has a number one.
You've made millions and millions of dollars, and you are not entitled, because of those things, to control how the media talks about you and how fans talk about you. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, you got to suck that up.
The coverage is no different than it was. Watching Celtic City, people have been criticized who play in the NBA based on things that they do away from the game during most of the last 20 years. So
there is no bigger collection of fanboys than those that cover the NBA. It is basically like, yeah, Chris Farley with McCartney on SNL. I mean, yes, there are some that are critical, but like, they only seem critical because everyone else is just kissing their ass.
Yeah, I think the critical part of the player you're judging on him is his performance and his play. I think as far as you brought up away from the game, I think the coverage is different in that sense because of social media and technology. Guys like Bird could go out and get blasted at a bar, or McHale and those guys, and nobody would care because, you know, unless you were there, you wouldn't really know about it. Like, if a guy goes out nowadays, he's instantly going to be put all over social media, and then he'll be dragged in the media for how his performance is based on because they'll say, oh, he was out.
Yeah, well, that's fair. People are paying a fortune to go to these games. And so they expect that the athlete is going to be held accountable when it comes to his performance.
Yeah, but hold him accountable for his play. Are we talking about the play?
You just said that they're criticizing guys because they go out and they don't play well.
You said they should be held accountable for what they do on and off the court.
On and off, because I think that's part of what he's whining about. I mean, he's the king of the flop. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's in the game. I got no issues with that.
People are going to criticize you.
Yeah.
Like, this all comes from being butthurt about Stephen A. Smith.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Daring to suggest that what LeBron did with Bronny by forcing him into the NBA before he may have been ready for it was the wrong thing for a dad to do. And so,
well, that's, I mean, but that's not, you see, because now Stephen A. Smith, it all stems from that. Stephen A. Smith is not judging Bronny as a player. He's not judging Bronny as, okay, he's not ready, he's not performable, because guess what? There are a bunch of draft picks this year that aren't playing well. Stephen A. Smith went right to LeBron and basically said, as a father, what you're doing to your son is wrong. And as somebody who's in this business, like, you don't do that. Like, you're criticizing him on the way he raises his kid.
No, he's criticizing him on nepotism.
He's not critical. Greg, yes, did you hear what he said?
Yes, and I heard.
This is what he said. You and I will never see it. If somebody said, Greg, as a father, what you're doing to Brees is wrong because maybe you helped him in his career or whatever. You should do better. As somebody who has two daughters, and this is what Stephen A. Smith said, you are doing your son wrong. So he's questioning you as a dad on how you raise your kid.
If you feel like
you're not going to be upset about that, how you view the way you raise your kid.
No offense to Brees, because I love him and he listens to the show every day. But if I somehow got him placed as a rocket scientist over at NASA, then I feel like I might be criticized for that.
He's not ready.
He was responsible for why those astronauts got stuck in space.
He's not ready for that.
With
job
all due
yet.
Respect, Greg, I think Brees could be smarter than Patricia, and he's a rocket scientist.
I mean, Greg. I would feel the same way if somebody tried to come at me for the way that I was as a father.
So it's cool to hold a whole franchise hostage by forcing them to draft your kid.
If you have that type of juice, just like Bill Belichick has the type of juice to give his kid the defensive coordinator
position. Anyone would do it.
Right, anybody could do it.
The way that I would react if I were LeBron, and I would say, Stephen A., why are you talking about me? Why aren't you ripping the owner of the team whose daddy bought it? That would be the best recourse, and maybe not the smartest thing if she's one that's your boss, but, you know, you could easily say, you know, Stephen A., you're ripping me, that's fine, I'm a big guy, but, like, why do you rip the fact that 28 of the 30 teams were all handed down from their parents?
Just criticize Bronny, that's all you gotta do.
All right, well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox start the 2025 season with a win, 5-2, the final in Dallas. Wilyer Abreu had the first homer of the season for Boston and ended the game with a three-run shot that got the Sox the win. Garrett Crochet went 5 innings in his Red Sox debut. He gave up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. The Sox stay in Texas to take on the Rangers once again. Tanner Houck will take the mound for the Sox. First pitch is at 8:05. You can listen to the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. It kicks off with Christian Arcan on the MassMutual pregame show at 7:05. And where did it go? Kenna texted me to tell us that Jones and Keefe are at Polar Park today, 10-2 for the Woo Sox home opener. Marcelo Meyer will join them at 11-10.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
March Madness saw no upsets yesterday, so on to today. Ole Miss taking on Michigan State. Kentucky has Tennessee. Michigan and Auburn face off, as do Purdue and Houston. And the NCAA hockey tournament kicked off yesterday. We saw all the New England teams stay alive. BU beat Ohio State. Western Michigan beat Minnesota State. Michigan State fell to Cornell, and Minnesota fell to UMass in overtime. Today, we've got BC taking on Bentley at 2. You can listen to that game right here, or not right here, but EEI, AM 850. Go Eagles.
Yeah,
At 5, we have UConn and Quinnipiac. 5:30, Providence takes on Denver. And at 8:30, it's Maine and Penn State.
And I believe, Curtis, Polar Park was an original roadshow location. Am I right about that?
Sure was.
4 years ago?
Oh, gee. Yeah. That was I think it was 15 degrees in the morning.
It was freezing.
It was very cold.
My favorite experience at Polar Park was Larry Lucchino, God rest his soul, before he passed, so engaged with demanding more fans get moved behind home plate late in the game.
Oh, like, yes.
That guy was one of one.
Well, the roadshow schedule for 2025 will drop on this program on Tuesday. And there are some surprises in there.
Yes, there are.
There's some standby go-tos that we will most likely never go away from. But there are some new cities, new locations, and cannot wait to drop all the information on Tuesday
morning. I have an idea for Odyssey.
Yeah.
Ken Laird creates travel packages for fans that they can purchase.
Ooh. Mm.
All right. Go. Well, good idea.
That's why in the Twitch chat yesterday, somebody was saying, please get the schedule out because we want to book hotels. So that's why we're coming out with it on Tuesday.
And right. Just a little teaser, at one of them, there's a bonus event.
Yes, there is a bonus event at one of them.
Yep.
So you can turn it into a weekend.
Sure
of
can.
Sorts.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
A mixer?
Yes. Kind of. Yes. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 39 degrees. God bless America. It's going to get out of the 40s today. It'll be 55 this afternoon.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.